Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Today we think about words in Mark chapter 10, verse 14, that speak about young children. Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Children should be seen and not heard. This phrase, though readily accepted by many, is a sad commentary on how some view the presence of children, especially young ones. It is somewhat surprising to see this attitude in the 12 disciples, in their view and in the view of some that we come in contact with today. The implication is this: children are too immature to profit from the Lord's attention. Jesus' words in our passage above are a comforting reminder of how highly Jesus, the ruler of creation, loves and treasures each of his children. How highly? So highly that he says, "The kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Why is it that our Savior holds these children in such high esteem? The key to answering that question comes from a different portion of Scripture. In Matthew 18, verse 2, Jesus says, "Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Faith alone grants entrance into the kingdom of heaven. So why is it that all people must become like children in their faith? The faith of a believing child is unquestioning. It simply trusts what God has to say, never once doubting that God's promises hold true. As a worker in an early childhood ministry, you see that faith on display every day. When your children loudly sing the songs of Jesus' love, they don't care what others think about them. When they go home and tell their unbelieving parents, or even their believing ones, what they learned about Jesus that day, they teach us a lesson about going and telling. When they fold their hands at the lunch table, even when you don't remind them, they serve as a good reminder to stop and say thanks for all you have been given. Hopefully, we haven't ever hindered a little one from coming to the feet of Christ. Jesus' words to us in this passage do serve as a gut check for us as we witness and reflect the love of Christ to our children, our co-workers, and our parents. Do we ever act like the disciples in one way or another by preventing others from seeing the love of Christ? Chances are, there are times when we have. But be assured, dear reader, that Christ's blood covers up those times we have done just that, and we ourselves remain a child of Christ. We pray. Your little ones, dear Lord, are we, and come your lowly bed to see. Enlighten every soul and mind that we the way to you may find. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.